Business, an end to unfair competition. Unfair competition. We will put an end to the unfair competition being faced by many traders in Gibraltar from across the border. This has been a particular problem for our diving schools. Diving in Gibraltar will be permitted only by registered divers, as is the case in Spain, under a regime to properly regulate diving and fishing. Minister for Small Businesses. To ensure implementation of these policies and effective communication with businesses, there will be a minister with special responsibility for small businesses and entrepreneurship. Small Business Board. A Small Business Development Board will be set up, chaired by the relevant Minister for Small Businesses, and include the business organisations in Gibraltar. This will facilitate the concerns of the business community on issues such as streamlining business procedure. Small businesses are the backbone of our economy, and they must be nurtured. This will involve not just the dedicated Minister for Small Businesses, but also the public sector being resourced in responding more effectively to the needs of small businesses. Tender system. A system of competitive tendering will be maintained with priority, where possible, given to local firms. The system will be completely transparent and in keeping with EU law on procurement. In this respect, we will prioritise transposing into Gibraltar law all EU directives on procurement, including those that relate to the procurement of services. Business startup and nurture schemes. Investments will be made in small workshops and business units with admin support and tax social insurance breaks to help encourage and nurture the setting up of new businesses. This will help foster entrepreneurship at all levels of our economy. Adequate office space. The availability of office space needs to be reviewed in order to be able to cope with increase in business that we hope to attract. In order to ensure that there is a supply of office space to meet the demand, the government will take action to ensure a supply of office premises, but without investing public money in office developments. New bank for Gibraltar. As we committed ourselves to do at the last election, the role of the Gibraltar Savings Bank will be expanded to take on board the needs of Gibraltar businesses and personal users. The provision of loan facilities for small businesses to help them expand and see them through periods of difficulty will be one of the bank's objectives. The bank will pay interest on current accounts, and there will be no bank charges for either business or personal accounts, as well as not charging for the handling of cash. The bank will also operate a loan guarantee scheme for small businesses. Government building contracts. On all government building contracts, a mechanism will be put in place to ensure that suppliers and subcontractors are paid properly. Import duty issues. We will make import duty reductions for businesses to pass on to clients to stimulate the retail sector in Main Street and Gibraltar generally, and to make us more attractive as a shopping destination. We will also work with the Chamber of Commerce and the Gibraltar Federation of Small Businesses to re-evaluate how we collect import duties and the relevant rates in place in order to make the Gibraltar retail sector as competitive as possible. We will also introduce a system for the return of import duties to traders if they sell goods for export, for example, on the internet, in order to promote Gibraltar traders selling internationally. Economic Advisory Council. We will establish an Economic Advisory Council to advise the Chief Minister and to include people from different shades of political opinion to work with government in developing Gibraltar. Strategic Fuel Reserve. We will explore means to establish that Gibraltar always has a strategic reserve of fuel. Government, an efficient partner and driver for growth. Publication of statistics. We will operate a program for publication of statistics on the government's website as up-to-date as possible, especially on economic data. Trade licensing. We will totally review and modernize the trade licensing system. Office of Fair Trading. We believe that Gibraltar is already a great shopping experience and that by working with the retailers in Main Street and elsewhere and the representative organisations, both the Chamber of Commerce and the GFSB, we can improve things even further. We will establish an Office of Fair Trading that will encompass the existing consumer protection to protect consumers from unscrupulous traders that the GFSB and the Chamber have been calling for. Payment by government. We will also implement a system so that all contractors to the government get paid as soon as possible within 30 days of invoice. Arrears agreements. We will restore the policy to allow the Commissioner of Income Tax to have the discretion to enter into arrears agreements in appropriate circumstances of real hardship. Tax breaks for innovation. We will introduce tax breaks for the use of Gibraltar as a jurisdiction for research and development in the software IT industries, which are now established in Gibraltar, as well as production by television, cinema, and music industry. This has already been used very successfully by other financial services jurisdictions. Business rates. As early as our first budget in 2012, we will reintroduce the discount for early payment of rates at 10%. An early payment discount of 20% will be applied to start-up companies based in Gibraltar for the first year of trading. Utilities. We are committed to maintaining the cost of water and electricity frozen for the next 4 years to effectively reduce the cost of doing business in Gibraltar. Nurturing Main Street, the trading heart of Gibraltar.